Happy Father's Day weekend. Thanks for sharing a few moments of it with me. This time of the year, I can't help but think about my own father and mother and the influence they had on my life. Without their guidance, I would not be the person I am today. My father was a man of great integrity. He never shied away from doing the right thing, no matter how difficult it was. He was dedicated to public service, and he was the person who first urged me to run for office almost 30 years ago. I was lucky to have someone in my life who set such a positive example, and I think about him often. There's a plaque that sits behind my desk. It asks, quote, "What have you done for the people today?" unquote. It's a question my father would ask me every day, and it's a question I ask myself every day. In Augusta, we're heading into the last days of the legislative session, and while time is short, there's still much left to do. But it's also a good time to look at what already's been accomplished during this session. When I think about my father's question, I feel good about what we've accomplished. Last week, Maine voters approved the first of a series of ballot questions that will help grow opportunity and prosperity throughout the state. On Tuesday, voters said yes to investing $113 million in making our roads and bridges safer, and it will attract $260 million federal dollars. Voters also approved an $18 million investment in cleaner, safer water, which will attract almost $50 million federal dollars to help protect Maine's water supply. The two bond questions were passed by large majorities, reaffirming that Mainers will make the right decision when given the opportunity and the information. The bonds were part of a package that was approved with strong bipartisan support in the legislature earlier this year. Voters will answer the remaining questions about investing in land, economic development, innovation, and higher education during elections this November and next June. Also this session, the legislature approved my budget, which included the first substantial reorganization of K-12 administration in more than 50 years. The plan will improve education, save taxpayers money, and make our education system more efficient. It took a tremendous effort by hundreds of people, and at the end of the day, we have something that all of us can be proud of. We also made real progress on protecting our environment, advancing renewable energy sources, and keeping our children safe from dangerous toxins that have been hidden around us in everyday items. This session, we passed bipartisan legislation that affirms Maine's place as an environmental leader. On Monday, I will sign a bill into law that will reduce emissions of greenhouse gases from Maine. This law will set the standard that other states will follow. Last Thursday, I signed a bill that will ban toxic flame retardant, DECA, from products sold in Maine. Right now, that material is tucked away in furniture and television sets, needlessly exposing our children to dangerous substances. No more. We know that there are better alternatives, and we're working with both parties in the legislature. We made sure that those alternatives will be used from now on. And through executive orders, I formed groups that will help our state move forward with wind power, a clean and renewable way to generate electricity, and to protect the special qualities and natural resources that make Maine special. On the surface, these issues might not seem related, but they are. Taken together, our stewardship of the state's finances and our environment, wise investments in education, innovation, and economic development, healthcare, transportation, will make Maine stronger and more economically sound. We've improved our long-term financial prospects. We've invested in areas that will help us grow, and we've made sure that our natural resources and clean water and air and special places can be enjoyed for years to come. All the hard work comes back to one idea. I want every person in our state to have an opportunity for prosperity. It's my goal to make sure they have the tools they need for success. The work we've done this spring is a good start, but I'm not finished. I will continue to demand fiscal discipline, aggressive government reform and restructuring, and investment in areas that will make our state that much better. Thank you, and have a great weekend.